farmer and a retired housekeeper, I reckon. I said, that's about all I do now, just go out and keep house. I always sit around, but that's the hardest job I ever had. I've always been active all of my life. Get out and food day and go, and I didn't know what it was. In fact, I reckon I've taken my medicine the last 2 years, and I've taken the last 80 before. Sure. I never did take any medicine. I've always been healthy and strong and active and going. But the last 2 years, I don't know, I haven't got the pep that I used to have. Of course, naturally, at my age, I should expect it.
Yes, that's right.
And 82 years old, very few hanging around at 82.
Well, and your mind's very sharp. Your mind, you say you've got a bad memory, but I think your mind's
well,
very sharp.
Well, I can tell you about that memory business. It's things that happened, you've got it coming to you, that happened 50 years ago. I can remember and give you the details on it better than I come from something that happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. The further back you go, looks like it comes to you clearer. I can remember things that happened 40, 50 years ago and give you the details of it. But things that happened a few weeks, a few months back, a year or so back, it just passes through your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't stick with you somehow.
Uh-huh.
I remember the things that happened.
Yeah, you've really got a wonderful memory.
So, 50 years ago, I can give you the details. I'm not much on dates, but I can tell you where and all this and another thing that I've always been blessed with, or something I guess you call it blessed with. I can go to a meeting. I used to be full of politics, good year, and I can go to a meeting and meet a dozen or 15 or 20 people, maybe 50 men there. And if I ever see him again, I'll know that man. I might not call his name, but I'll know where I met him. I know I remember meeting him in Atlanta at a certain political meeting. Oh, and all been at a meeting, something like that. But I can't recall his name.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember seeing him.
That sure is a gift.
Yes,
you can. I think you've had a wonderful life. You really have had an interesting and varied one. You haven't just been doing one thing.
No, I'm 82 years old, never worked with two people in my life. Federal government and the state of Georgia. I worked with the federal government and the mail service, and then I worked revenue department with the state. And then I farmed on my farm the rest of the time. And I worked with two people in my life.
Well, that's a good record.
Yeah. I couldn't wait for people to write things on now. People are so different. People are so different. So different to what they were 40 or 50 years ago. Until it's no pleasure much in being with people like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like it used to be. I used to be sociable, you know. And as I say, years ago, you'd come spend the night with us. I'd spend the afternoon with us. You and your wife drive over here and spend the afternoon. I'd spend 3 or 4 hours after supper. But that's a thing of the past now. I used to have a cousin, and his expression was, me first and the hell with the rest. Mm-hmm. Now, and that's just about the way
that's everybody.
Me first and the hell with the rest. If you haven't got something, I can beat you out of something, the hell with you. That's the way he said it, expressed it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of people look at life that way.
They sure do.
And there's no...
I notice it so much as they go around the country. I talk to a lot of people who are, 70, in their 70s or in their 80s.
Yeah.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah.
But you talk to somebody my own age, and I'm mad, you give me 5 minutes, and I get mad at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow there's a kind of pushy. You know what I mean?
There's a feeling that you can't express somewhere.
That's right. It just doesn't, you can't relax, and you can't really be yourself.
Well, I used to. I remember when I was growing up and 25, 30, 35 years old. Why? If I had it, you had it.